The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, sun is up. It's a good-looking day. It is Wednesday. Joining us right now, the CEO of St. Clair County Community Mental Health, Deb Johnson. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Paul.
Happy March. Here we are. It's almost springtime.
I know. It's great. It's pretty sunny out there today, too. Beautiful day.
Love it, love it, love it. A lot of things happening in March. A number of different awareness campaigns for health and wellness topics affecting mental health. It's intellectual and developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. Let's talk a little bit about that to start.
Okay. Well, first of all, that started back in 1987 under President Ronald Reagan. At the time, he signed a proclamation, claiming the month of March as Intellectual and Developmental Disability Awareness Month. And the purpose is a campaign to raise awareness about the inclusion and the need to include people with intellectual and developmental disabilities in all aspects of our community. And also to raise awareness about the barriers that they face and help individuals break through those barriers. And I think what he wrote is important because it was important then and it still is today. And basically what he said is that he urged all Americans to both encourage and provide opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities to lead productive lives and to achieve their full potential. You know, that was true then and it's true today. And so the purpose of the Awareness Month is to, again, raise awareness about it, to educate people about it, encourage people to, learn more on their own about issues impacting people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, because more than 7 million Americans have them. 1 in 6 children, 17 and under, are impacted. And so it's important that, we learn and understand about it and certainly be welcoming and inclusive.
March is also Brain Injury Awareness Month, and this certainly can affect mental health, traumatic brain injury, can it?
It sure can, we know that, and when we talk about integrated health care all the time, and traumatic brain injury is definitely one of the reasons that we need to make sure that we treat the whole person, body, mind, and spirit, everything, because we know that the brain affects how people think, feel, and act. So definitely a traumatic brain injury can impact a person's physical functions, but clearly it also can impact their mental health functions. So that's important, too. Let's not forget Down Syndrome Awareness Day, because March, that the actual day, the World Down Syndrome Day, is March 21st. Mm-hmm. And, there's a lot of common misconceptions about Down Syndrome. Some people think that everybody with Down syndrome all function the same or things like that, and that's so not true. That people's intellectual functioning with Down syndrome varies from having an intellectual disability, but all the way to having, standard normal IQs, whatever. People have graduated from college with Down syndrome. And so it's just important to make sure that with all people, you don't group classes of people. We don't say all people like this do this or, whatever. Everybody's unique and different, and people have all different abilities and strengths, and it's important for us to focus on those and do what we can to nurture them. And we do have a lot of programs at Community Mental Health for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We have for many, many years. We develop individual plans of service to help people live as independently as possible, excuse me, and participate, in their community. We help connect people to the resources in the community for employment. We have a relatively newer program called Opportunities for Success. Our staff developed it based off a program called IPS, which is Individual Placement Support. It's an evidence-based practice to get employment for people with mental illness. But the OFS program, Opportunities for Success, was created specialized for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. So we help them find employment and things like that. So we have a lot of programs. And then I also wanted to take the opportunity to make sure that if anybody has questions, besides, you can always call us, call our access, call us directly at Community Mental Health to ask about questions or resources that are available. But also the Arc of St. Clair County has been around for a very long time. And they are, wonderful advocates for individuals. They can also help connect people to the resources. And their number is 810-987-9144. Valerie Hutchins is the director. So that's a good resource for people.
Mm-hmm. March is also National Nutrition Month, and I think a lot of times people think that they, you know, are meeting all their nutritional needs, and they aren't. And nutrition can really have an impact on mental health, can't it?
It really can. I mean, because if you think about it, your brain's always on. You know, it takes care of your thoughts, your movements, your breathing, your heartbeat, your senses. I mean, it works 24/7. Even when you're sleeping, your brain has to keep functioning. And the fuel that helps it function comes from the food that we eat, the things we put into our mouth. So what you put in there makes a big difference. In fact, there's actually been multiple studies that have found a direct correlation between diets high in refined sugars and impaired brain function, even causing worsening of mood disorders such as depression. So it is very important that we eat well, eat healthy, take good care of ourselves, making good informed food choices. And that starts with eating a healthy breakfast. I know a lot of people say, you know, they're trying to lose weight, so they skip breakfast. That's probably one of the worst things to do. Mm-hmm. You need to start with breakfast and, you know, include some lean proteins, whole grains, fruits, veggies, things like that. And another just good rule of thumb for people is, you know, when you look at your plate, half of it should be fruits or vegetables, and watch portion sizes. And, you know, I'm a huge proponent of exercise, even if you're just walking, that helps in all kinds of ways. And I'll, you know, learn to read the nutrition facts panel, because I think we'd be surprised how much sugar is in a lot of the things that we eat, like you don't think it is. And look at it. And so things listed closer to the beginning of the ingredients are the most of those things. So if you look at that, you'll see that. So, and another thing I think in our society, we've gotten so used to eating out all the time. You don't really know everything that's going in the food. You know, but when you prepare it yourself, you can eat, I think, cleaner. And so, you know, try to eat out less. You'll save money too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, you mentioned exercise, the Healthy Minds, Healthy Bodies Run for Recovery is coming up soon, isn't it?
It sure is, and there's still plenty of time to get ready. There's a lot of Couch to 5K apps, things like that. The run is actually the second Saturday in May, like it always is, and that this year that's May 13th. And the location, again, is our main building, which is located at 3111 Electric Avenue. You can register online. You can go to our website, and if you look under the events tab, you'll see the registration information, how to do that, or you can just call us if you'd rather do that at 9-5-8900, and we'll help you. We do still have actual hard copy registration forms if people prefer that. We have a QR code floating around the community on our flyers and save the date cards. So there's a lot of different ways to register. The early registration fee is $25 before April 7th. And if you wait until after April 7th, the fee goes up to $30. Kids get a reduced rate, and that's all in there too. And I think it's interesting, we actually finally added up all the money over the years, but we've raised over $60,000 that we, for the most part, contributed to local area nonprofits. And we like to help our community partners out when we can, and so that's one of the things we do with the money. We also put some of the funds into our foundation fund because we want to, you know, continue to ensure that there's money available for years to come for the services that we provide.
That is fantastic. Deb, always appreciate you keeping us up to date. People have questions or want more information, they can find it on your Facebook page or your website, right?
That is correct.
All right. Well, have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine.
I will. You too, Paul. Have a great
Take
day.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.